Yoga is a path of liberation. It's particularly suitable for us here in the West because we are anyhow already trained as a group of do-it-yourself. And yoga is definitely, in all its aspects, a do-it-yourself. There is no redeemer who takes on your sins. You are the doer, and you undo. And in that sense, you are already free to undo. We will not go into aspects if the Christian religion is proper in the statement of having a redeemer. We will not be concerned with this, with any dogmatic points. I'm only interested in the practical aspects in which you can help yourself. Sit something sometime down and make a list of your self-made prisons. Where are you imprisoned? Then you may come across many things where you feel, well, this is not a prison I have really made, such as 8 hours working, maybe 5 days a week under a very moody boss or difficult circumstances or for little money or whatever, no recognition or whatever the situation is. This is a very common prison in which we find ourselves. Do we have to stay in that prison? No, we haven't. It's sometimes your own lack of courage to make changes. You have found security and you feel comfortable in the security, and yet you be mad at yourself having need for such security, which prevents you from quitting the job and trying to find another job or taking a retraining or re-education to do something else. You may also have found that you have squandered whatever money you have earned, therefore have no savings to fall back on for any additional training and education, so that you could change jobs. You may also find that you have been very lazy in thinking for yourself and really looking your situation, and now blame life, destiny, and circumstances. Always remember, you are the doer and you can undo the right and the wrong. You have a power of choice. The power of choice is too little recognized, and some people feel there's a term like power of choice is too big. Let me assure you that the word power of choice is totally justified if we want to take the responsibility for the choice we have made. If the choice is, wherever it is in life, be it for a job, be it for an education, be it for a trade, for a training, be it for a marriage partner, be it for becoming, taking to the spiritual path, the power of choice is yours. And you have even the power of choice to make changes if you find out that you made a mistake, and that it has not given you or not met with your expectations. How new decisions can be made? There are also ways which I call, for the moment, straight walk thinking. Those who have been in a straight walk know what I mean by that. Straight walk thinking, getting all your facts together about your new decision that you plan or might plan and want to do. Your emotional response to the various possible decisions is wise to pay attention to, because where your emotional response in regard to joy is the greatest, there you will succeed. Even if you think you have little to offer, maybe as a spiritual aspirant, or you have little capital to enter into any new business or professional adventure. And when you come here to the ashram, I don't care for your past mistakes. But I want to know, what do you want to do now? Where do you want to go from here? We all have made our mistakes. I have done mine. So therefore, I would never be in a position to judge you for your past mistakes. But what is it what you want to do now? Once you put your foot on that royal highway towards a spiritual goal that you have to define and lay out for yourself, because it is your path and it is your life, then you have to take responsibility for the things that you do, and you must try your very best not to repeat mistakes of the past, unnecessary. You may occasionally fall back. Then you have to forgive yourself, but you have to make the decision, I will try not to fall again in whatever area that was. There has to be that clear decision of will. Properly directed will is a very helpful thing. My guru would also say to me, there are a lot of stubborn people, they will give you a great deal of trouble. But you persevere, he would say to me, you stick it out and see if you can take that stubbornness and turn it into properly directed willpower, then stubbornness ceases to be. The person where the stubbornness is directed into proper channels of expressing will towards a spiritual goal is also the individual who will be more successful on the spiritual goal, because perseverance is needed.